This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. About 2 million drivers in Florida have suspended licenses, many because of unpaid fines and fees that have nothing to do with unsafe driving. Not paying a toll or failing to pay criminal court fees are reasons you could lose your license. Last year, state legislators passed a bill that allowed counties to host driver's license reinstatement days to help people get their licenses back. I'll tell you more about how that works and about a new bill that would make it harder to suspend licenses for unpaid fines and fees. Okay. Every single person in this line has a suspended driver's license they want to get reinstated. Hundreds of people lined up outside the main courthouse in West Palm Beach.
It's kind of hard right now, you know.
Charles Sean joined the line at around 6:30 in the morning. There were already 100 people in front of him. Sean's license was suspended because he had some criminal court costs he didn't pay. He also had a few traffic fines. Then came the collections costs.
When they put you in a collection agent, it's not like you can go talk to them and say, they don't want to hear it.
The state gives you 90 days to pay. If you don't, it goes to a collection agency. And that agency can charge late charges and other fees, up to 40% of what is owed.
It's not right because I wasn't working at the time, you know, and it's like I got to pay a light bill, I got to pay this bill, you know.
Sean heard about Operation Greenlight from a friend. Late last year, for one day, 64 counties waived those collections costs and let drivers pay or set up a payment plan for the original amount they owed. And once that happens, people like Sean are pretty much cleared to get their license back, almost immediately. I caught up with him just over an hour after he went into the courthouse.
I still owe like $2,000, but I'm able to get my license at the same time and just keep paying my, you know, payment plan.
Palm Beach County Clerk Sharon Bach says she wanted to get as many people as possible driving again, legally.
If in fact you have a suspended license and you get, for whatever reason, picked up, you can be arrested for driving with a suspended license. You're now in jail. You may lose your job. You may have and get a record. You may actually spiral by losing your job.
But a one-day event just can't tackle nearly 2 million suspended driver's licenses statewide, many of which are not related to unsafe driving. Democrat and Republican lawmakers have acknowledged that this is an issue. Bills making their way through the House and Senate would make it harder to suspend licenses for unpaid fines and fees, and would require Florida clerks to set up payment plans based on what a person can afford. Right now, that varies county to county. In the absence of statewide change to driver's license reinstatements, some drivers rely on one-day events like Operation Greenlight. Daisy Bivens lives in Lake Worth. She stood in line for about an hour at the courthouse in West Palm Beach before walking out.
I have the 15 rods and screws in my back, so I can't stand up that long. They should have had a line for disabled people and non-disabled people. That's what they should have done.
A lot of other people walked out of the long line too. They can come back to set up a payment plan, but the collection fees won't be waived and the DMV won't be there to give them their license back on the spot. Others who could make it through the long line said their driver's license is their livelihood.
I have a driver's license that's been indefinitely suspended for 5 years.
Michael Harris was able to get the collections cost waived from what he owed.
I got $600 waived.
He paid the $1,100 he owed from a criminal case, something that had nothing to do with his driving. He didn't know his driver's license could get suspended for that. After paying, he went to the DMV truck parked outside of the courthouse. And within minutes, he got his license for the first time in 5 years.
It feels great.
Right now, he drives a forklift and stripes roads. But without a license, he couldn't get any of the better paying jobs driving a work truck.
I can move up and pay. I could probably get a $2 raise.
According to the Florida clerks and controllers, about 2,000 people got their licenses reinstated at Operation Greenlights across the state last year. Nearly 10,000 more became eligible. it'll be up to lawmakers to make a bigger dent on the nearly 2 million suspended licenses in Florida. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.